Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Longtime newspaperman Charles Trentleman uses his column to rally the community and delve into some stories of Ogden's past.
I got into journalism right when they were still printing newspapers the old-fashioned way. I went into a newsroom that had a bunch of old clunky typewriters. We typed stories on pieces of paper that we would then paste together in long strings, type all of that into a linotype machine, casting it all into hot lead, which would then be made into plates and put on the press. So it was the same technology that Mark Twain used. And I was a columnist there for 18 years, which meant I got to basically fill a hole in the newspaper with pretty much anything I wanted. It was fun to be able to use the column to rally the community. The best thing I did with that was I have some friends here in town who have a son who was in the military in Afghanistan. He stepped on a landmine. His mother ended up spending a solid year at Walter Reed Army Hospital. Then I asked her, I said, what can the readers of the Standard Examiner do to help? She said, sponsor Operation Ward 57. Because that's the name of the ward all of the amputees were in. It was an organization that would buy soldiers games and books and things like that when they were in the hospital. So I wrote a column and I said, you know, this happened. This is your neighbor. I think we should all chip in to help. I'm putting down a check for $200. Somebody match me. Okay, that morning I went in after that column ran. There was a guy there with a check for $200. Envelopes just started pouring in. We ended up raising $15,000, which was equal to Operation Ward 57's entire annual budget. One of the things that I would do on a slow day was write about history. What's not to love about history? Because Ogden is one of the more fascinating towns on the planet. Well, you know, I like to tell people when you see stories about the Wild West and all the hooping and hollering that allegedly went on during all those Western movies, Ogden was that town. It wasn't a cowboy town, but it was a railroad town. It had the bars and gambling and drinking and whoring right here on 25th Street in the laundry building over here. It's called the laundry building because that's where the Union Pacific did all their laundry for their entire railroad. They used tons of soap every day in that place. We had our very own Lynch. In the 1880s, he was actually Japanese. Nobody was ever captured for that crime. Ogden is kind of still centered around Union Station, and so I decided to come down here and work as a volunteer. If I have no place else to go, this is where I'll end up, just because, you know, you can go downstairs and stand in that grand lobby and almost hear the ghosts going past.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.